And now, unprecedented access to one of America's premier motorsports organizations. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire Bilain and Roush Fenway Racing invite you to come inside
Jack's Garage.
An exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Roush Fenway Racing.
Before the cars hit the track
and the crews hit the pit, everyone convenes in Jack's Garage. Here's Claire Bilain. Welcome to Jack's Garage.
Welcome to Jack's Garage. All right, now tonight on Jack's Garage, we got Chase Briscoe on the hotline. But then after that, Jimmy Fenwick, the one and only. He was a crew chief for like 18 years at Roush Fenway Racing for Jack Roush. He oversees our Super Speedway program, but Jimmy Fenwick is an institution, and I went and chatted with him for a little bit at the shop. But I'll get to that. Let's get to Chase Briscoe. Some great news for Chase. You want some good business news? Here it is. A sponsor teams up with Briscoe for 2018, kicking off this weekend at Texas. NutriChamps has partnered with Roush Fenway and Chase Briscoe, young driver, six Xfinity races in 2018, and he'll kick off the relationship behind the wheel of the 60 NutriChamps Ford this weekend. As well, there was an announcement from Stewart Haas Racing, and Chase Briscoe set for five Xfinity Series additional starts with Stewart Haas in Xfinity. Man, let's just bring him on. Chase Briscoe, you're all over the headlines lately. Thanks for sharing it on Dialed In. Why don't you talk through it? Great opportunity for you here in Xfinity. Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, first off, Claire. And, yeah, I got a lot of exciting things going on, obviously. And really excited for Texas this weekend, you know, having NutriChamps on the car for the first time. And it's actually the same company that sponsored me back in the ARCA stuff with Big Time. So really excited for that. You know, and then obviously looking past that, going to Bristol and having it for my first race at Stewart Haas, it's going to be a really fun month of April for sure.
How did all this come about? Like your sponsorship from the ARCA comes to join you and helps Roush Fenway with your program, and that is a really big deal for a young driver. How did that come about? Did you bring them with you?
Yeah, you know, honestly, Mike and Kathy over at NutriChamps and Big Time and Scott Pett, you know, we've been working together, like you said, since the ARCA days, and they've continued to help me out with my Chili Bowl program. And he's been wanting to do stuff on the Xfinity stuff, and it just honestly came out perfect where, you know, Roush Fenway could put a program together for him to kind of get his feet wet in the Xfinity stuff. So it worked out perfect for him to do that. And I know Mike and Kathy both are really excited and obviously really cool. It's a cool paint scheme. It's kind of trying to resemble the bag of the dog food. So we got Jungle Jack Hand on the side of it too. So it's pretty cool for me. Obviously growing up, I remember watching him on TV.
And so your car looks like a bag of dog food when it comes at you. It's like, there comes that bag of dog food. Bam.
Yeah, it's the fastest, Chase, you know, thing of dog food there is.
I love that. Are you a dog lover? Do you have a dog?
I used to. It passed away about a year ago, but yeah, obviously, aww, definitely a dog guy compared to, I'm not too much of a cat person, but definitely a dog person. So hopefully we can bring some dogs to the track and have a good time.
Well, you're an example for all we hear. I was talking tonight about, you know, kind of the things that we talk about that are great news or that aren't, you know, or are not things that are great for young drivers such as yourself, but it can be done. And this is a good example of it, right? How is it that you are able to do that with NutriChamps in the sense that you have to show them you're a promising young driver? You have to show them how the program will work. You have to really work with someone to bring them along to this level.
Yeah, it's really neat for me, obviously. You know, I never thought I'd even get an opportunity to go ARCA racing. Thanks to Briggs Cunningham, that happened. And, you know, honestly, I'd never had a website, and I posted chasebriscoe.com, and it just happened to be the week of the Talladega ARCA race at the time, and I didn't have a sponsor just because the Cunningham family was kind enough to let me race. So the Big Time people had reached out and said, hey, we watched, you know, the race at Talladega. No, she didn't have a sponsor. We were curious if we could maybe do something. And with me being from Indiana, they just happened to be from Indiana, and his uncle actually lives 10 minutes from my hometown. So he had read about me a lot in the paper. And we ended up striking a deal up for the ARCA deal, and then it progressed to my dirt racing team and now the Xfinity stuff. So I'm excited to have him on the car, like I said, familiar with the Big Time stuff, but now we got NutriChamps on the car, so we're really excited to kind of push their other products.
Very cool. And then how did the Stewart Haas Racing deal, where you're going to be getting five Xfinity starts with Stewart Haas, how did that come about?
Yeah, honestly, just so thankful that, you know, being a Ford Performance driver, you know, it allows me to do so many things outside of one team, whether it's Stuart Haas or, you know, Roush Fenway, and it's allowing me to go road course racing with teams. So just being a Ford Performance driver, honestly, is what's allowed me to do that. And Mark Rushbrook and Pat DeMarco and everybody at Ford is just trying to get me as much seat time as I can. And, you know, for me growing up racing sprint cars, being from Indiana, there's nobody I looked up to more than Tony Stewart. So to be able to finally say that I'm driving for him, whether it's, you know, one race or five races, is just absolutely unbelievable.
I know you really, you had tweeted, can't put into words what it means to me to have Ford Performance do this. Growing up racing sprint cars and being from Indiana, there is no one I idolize more than Tony Stewart. To be able to say I have the opportunity to race for at Stewart Haas Racing is a dream come true. There's a picture here along with the tweet and with the story that looks like you in a Home Depot uniform. Is that you as a little boy?
Yeah, that's me as a little kid. I used to, there was this sprint car game on the computer, and I used to put that suit and helmet on every time, and I didn't know, but one time my mom and dad were behind me, and they were filming it, and I had no clue, of course, and I was fist pumping after I won and pulling tear offs. And yeah, I mean, Tony Stewart was my idol growing up, and getting to meet him when I was younger, I remember, you know, being starstruck, and just so cool for to be able to not only say that I'm driving for Tony Stewart this year, but also Jack Roush, obviously one of the most iconic people in the sport. So just so blessed, honestly.
Well, and those that run both operations say that you've done a great job with your amount of experience, and you have a good head on your shoulders and a racer at heart and easy to see your talent. Man, those are some big words from both operations.
Yeah, it's humbling for me, you know, just always, you know, you never know if you're doing the right thing, and to have people, you know, that you've looked up to give you compliments is so big. And, you know, a lot of people, I think fan-wise, don't realize, I think I'm right at 50 pavement starts for my entire career. So I'm still learning a ton, you know, each and every time. And, you know, the Xfinity deal's certainly been a big jump, as well as it was from ARCA to the Truck Series. So I'm sure it'll take a little time, but I'm in two really good race cars, so I just got to make the most of every opportunity I can this year.
A lot of people don't know your grandfather, Richard Briscoe, is a legendary sprint car team owner, right? So you started, well, when you were 13, I think you started running sprint cars at 13, but I'm sure you were in other things younger than that.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I didn't race a whole lot growing up. My dad, he raced for 20 years, so when I was real little, we were always going and racing with him. And I actually raced a quarter midget twice when I was 7, and I didn't race again until I was 11. And I've only raced, I want to say, 20 times when I was 11 and 12, and jumped right into the sprint car just because we had all the old sprint car stuff sitting there, and it was cheaper for us to go race, and we didn't really have the money to be racing two different types of cars. And so for us, it was just easier to go sprint car racing. But yeah, like you said, you know, my grandpa's had so many of the great drivers in sprint cars drive for him, so it's just been a great lineage there for me to kind of follow.
Let's talk about this weekend in the new Chitramps car, a 100% rawhide-free vitamin and mineral-enriched dog food made of chicken and pork skin. But, you know, the fact that they're coming on board is good for Roush Fenway, too. You brought a sponsor in to the organization. It's a win-win situation. Speaking of win-win, let's talk about this weekend and what you think you got and what you think we'll see at Texas.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited to get to Texas. I had a lot of not wins that there with my two previous starts, but I think I ran second and fourth there, and obviously the second there was by about an inch. So it's always been really good to me, the two races I've got to run there, and I'm really excited to see how much different the track is. It was really different last year from the spring to the fall. So I'm sure, you know, the whole winter there, it's going to continue to widen out, obviously, with it being a fresh repave, and I think we're going to see a really good race there, honestly.
What don't you know? Drivers who know what they don't know is really good. People don't know, and I can tell them, you raced at Atlanta. You tested Bristol, but Atlanta was your first Xfinity race. You are good at Texas and trucks in 2017. I think you finished, 21 and 4th or something, but you had good finishes at Texas and trucks. What don't you know about Texas and about, you know, racing Xfinity this weekend?
Yeah, the Xfinity car has been, honestly, a big learning curve. You know, we showed up at Atlanta, and we didn't test anywhere before, so that was my first laps in it. And then going and testing in Bristol, just a whole other feel than what the truck was or even the ARCA car was. So I just got to continue to try to kind of find the feel that I need and learn, you know, what I need. And that's been the biggest challenge, is just it's a total different feel than you're used to with the past stuff I've raced. So I've had a lot of really great people to lean on between, you know, Ricky Stenhouse and Kevin Harvick's been great too. So it's been awesome just to be able to go to these veterans and try to learn from them.
When you say they've been great, what do you get from them? Do you knock on their door? Do you call them up on the cell phone? I had heard that both of them have been helping you.
Yeah, obviously, Ricky, it's a lot easier just because he's right there at Roush's shop. And, you know, growing up being a sprint car guy, I feel like the sprint car guys try to help each other out as best they can. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'd never talked to Kevin Harvick until Atlanta. And I just went out of my way and asked people for his number and ended up getting it and texting him before practice. And then we ended up meeting up and talking. And, you know, he was great all weekend with me. So, for sure going to use him at Texas and definitely Bristol, too. So, everybody's been so nice and open arms for me. So it's been huge.
I love that. I love hearing that. I love hearing that Kevin would take your call, didn't brush you off, and then helped you through the weekend. That's crazy good. It really is. People don't know
that.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's so cool. You know, for me, like I said, I never thought I'd even make it this far. So, you know, to see guys that you look up to, whether it's Kevin Harvick or Brad Keselowski or Tony Stewart or whoever, to be willing to help you is just such a humbling and an awesome thing to experience. So, like I said, just so grateful that them guys are willing to do that for me.
Last thing, because I got to go and come back with Jimmy Fennig. And Fennig is an institution. I just love him. And he really has been around the sport for so long. But what are your thoughts about Jack Roush?
Oh, man, Jack's just an awesome guy. I mean, he's done everything there is to do in motorsports. So, like I said earlier, to be able to drive for Jack Roush and drive the iconic 60 car is just humbling, honestly. And I keep saying it over and over again, but I never thought I'd be here. And to say that I'm getting to drive for Jack Roush and Tony Stewart both in the same year, it's just – it's remarkable, honestly. And like I said, I'm just so blessed to be able to do that. And Jack's been awesome to get to know and to be around. And it's pretty amazing to me how involved he still is, even at the age he's at.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm really appreciative of you coming on tonight, and I'm glad to hear the good news of NutriChamps that you brought as a good partnership with you having a little business sense, but also with being able to race enough that they could see what you were able to do. Now they dip their toes into the Xfinity Series, and it's big for a sponsor to do that, so it'll be fun to watch this weekend. Thank you for coming on tonight on Jack's Garage, and I wish you good luck. I'll see you in the garage, all right?
Yeah, thank you, Claire. Thanks for having me.